The only sounds are the ticking of a stopwatch and heartbeats, as excerpts of bin Laden's call for increased attacks against America appear, with footage of terrorists in training and explosions. The ad ends with a caption, "These are the stakes. Vote November 7th. And the URL, GOP.com.
It clearly shows images that are frightening, images that are very stark, and things that you don't necessarily want to be thinking about as you're flicking the channels looking for something to watch.
Joel Riflin, deputy director of the Wisconsin Advertising Project based in Madison, says championing the GOP's stances on the war on terror and Homeland Security have played well for Republicans in the past, but it's uncertain how voters will react now. A recent Intel report suggested that President Bush's policies may have actually increased the risk of terrorism, and concerns over civil liberties have tempered some attitudes. But Riflin says the new terror ad has generated publicity, and some voters may have their personal security on their mind when they go to the polls next month.
Ads that try and grab people at an emotional level are thought to have a more impact, or slightly a different impact, than ads which have just a candidate talking to the screen about their issues.
Republicans aren't the only ones to suggest cataclysmic events in campaign ads. Lyndon B. Johnson's campaign released the controversial Daisy ad in 1964, which had a young girl picking flowers as a countdown concludes in a mushroom cloud. The implication was that to elect rival Barry Goldwater was to invite disaster.
These are the stakes.
Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Which all of God's children can live, are to go into the dark.